Welcome everyone. Welcome to another edition. Can you hear that? Podcast. Go! Well, it's going to be a good episode. You know why? I don't know what to talk about. Anybody watch the movie? Good Morning, Vietnam. I watched that movie for the very first time. I really miss Robert Williams. Really good actor. We might be talking about some of the actors that they've gone. Okay? Like Rob Williams. Popeye and all that. Mr. Doubtfire. Mr. Hook. Remember? Very good talent actor. Next thing we know, he committed suicide. He was gone. That's why I'm very worried about this Will Smith slap. And never know what is going to happen. Days are good days. I'm still telling you that my job that I got back in 2017, I have good days and bad days with it. You know what I do? Just keep my head up, keep my chest up, and go. I mean, to me, it's just a lot of people want to tell you, want to be your boss, you know, and trying to tell you what you didn't do, and you know, you did it, but they're going to try to come to you and say, oh, you didn't clean this for a while, and then some people get an attitude, you know, some people get upset, and you know, but to me, that's just, you know, people just trying to push you to the edge. And see if you can explode. They can explode you, spoil you, you know. And it's people at work just like that. They put it be so professional people, but they tried that. One of the people came up to me talking about I ain't do the nursing office floor in a while, but I do it every Tuesday. Every Tuesday I do it. Why you gonna come up and tell me that I ain't do it in a while, and I do it? I do it all the time. You know? I know what I do. I know my job. I mean, worked at Fort Meade for 11 years. Worked at Landscape for 7 years. This is not my first rodeo, you know? But you got co-workers, it's like that. And it's a good job, you know? Oh, really no one bother you. You go do your job, piece of woolly. Sometimes the fathers, they you know, they lovable men, you know. And, you know, sometimes I'll be working, one of the fathers come, and every time I come in his room, he asks me to do stuff. Sometimes I do it, but sometimes I'll be behind, and I have to get downstairs and do the other floor, because either a person's not here, or a person didn't come in. That person ain't come in, and I had to get downstairs and do the floor before time is up. You know, But this happened a certain time, just like I had at Goodwill, you know. 7:30 all the way to 12:30, 1 o'clock, you know. Ready. And I had to get those them rooms clean, you know. And all I have to do is just get them clean, you know. And next week, I'm going to do some walls. I'm going to wipe down the walls. I'm going to wipe down the baseboards and stuff like that. I really love my minimum wage job, you know. And it pays good. And I really say it pays good, you know. I'm just happy for it. I mean, how many of y'all got minimum wage jobs like Walmart, Target, stuff like that, and it pays good? You know, you like it. It's not like the jobs of the past when you get $10 an hour, $8 an hour. Some people get paid $15 an hour. Some people getting paid eight hours. I mean, $8 an hour. I mean, different pays. Now, the law says that we all got to get $15 an hour. I mean, I think the minimum wage should go up, like, at least every 2, 3, or 4 years, you know. Maybe every 6 years. Just to be on the bank. Like, I mean, maybe 7 or 8 years. Every 8 years or something like that. 9, you know. Or 10. Every decade, you know. Because prices go up every decade, you know. And I think they should raise the minimum wage every decade, you know. Maybe next year we get, you know, I would say $15.10 an hour. And then, like, penny. Just keep raising it with pennies, you know. $15 an hour. $15.03, $15.05, $15.10, and just keep doing it like that, you know. Then we have $16 an hour. You know, sometime at the end of the next decade, we'll probably be up to $16 an hour, you know. I said by the end of next decade now. Because it will take a long time if they do it like that, by pennies and all. But that's the, you know, you can't keep it just, hey, it's $15 an hour, that's the way it's going to stay there. No. Price is going to get more higher, and things going to get more, you know? And people are going to ask more for the more demand, you know? I'd be surprised if they start giving us $15, $10, I mean, $15, I mean, let me get it right. $15.10, you know. $15.25, you know. That's where they would start doing it, you know. When they raised it to $8, and then they raised it to, what, $10.15, something like that. Yeah. So it would start going up. And then after that, it didn't go up no more. we don't know, you know. It's been stuck at $12 or $13, $14, something like that. When I came into this job, I was getting like $11, $12, something like that. They started me with that, you know, and then it just went up, and finally got getting little pay, you know. But yeah, I'm just. Just really, 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 just really loving it, you know. But if I have to stop and take care of Jessica, then I'm going to put the brakes on it. And I'll probably just do 3 more years. That's it. And I won't be doing no more work. I won't be working no more. That's done. Not fully retire, because I'm going to be writing books and doing this and stuff like that. But, you know. But I'm going to have an Agnes where I can retire and just have something where I can lay my head at, you know. You know, like it would be here or it be somewhere else, but I got to have an Agnes where I know that I'm going to come home every day and have a place to stay, you know. I mean, it would be whatever it would be, you know. But gotta make sure of that, you know. Even I have to give it back, my money back to Riskcroft, even to do that, you know, and stop working and get Social Security and help take care of Jessica and all, take her to the doctors, stuff like that. If I have to do that, I will. But I'm gonna try to stretch it, do the rest of this year, and try to do all next year. And I'm going to try at least make it through the following year too, trying to get all the things that I can get, like the new Grand Theft Auto and a new video game and a TV and stuff. Maybe add a new laptop, you know, just before I stop, you know, and get a new microphone, something like that, you know. But I'm pretty sure that I will get money to lay on if I have to go back that direction. And the only way to go back that direction, if we move. And that's why I'm saying I'm trying to get everything I need now, like my new game system and a TV and maybe a new laptop, Apple laptop. I already got an Apple Max. I'm good with that because I do the show with that, you know, and I'm good with it. I'm good. And I just get an Apple laptop, Apple notebook, you know, and get an iPad. I'm good. Get the new game and wait till Grand Theft Auto 5-6 come out. I'm set. I am set, you know. And then I got all my Star Trek. That doggone. I got all my Star Trek. Just watch it all day, you know. And just be with my daughter when she get home and all. Be there for her. And yeah, I'm not gonna retire or nothing like that. But taking a break from jobs like this, and if I have to, if it goes on to retirement, to the retirement age, and I don't go back and go to the retirement age, then it would probably, I will. But no, I'm not gonna retire until I get more books published and trying to get Dawn Publishing to put me on their publishing company and publish me. But I do have a publishing company that keep calling me and I'm the dang. And I got the second book, the second part of my book, Mr. Boogie Shoes, and the third part of the book. And hopefully I will hear something by next weekend, by next Wednesday, about the book, you know. I'm really excited about it, you know. It's the second, third part of the book. And I was trying to get a loan so I can get this, you know. And I'm really, really, really anxious, because I'm going to start the people from the Black Dimension. That's my third book. They call it The People from the Black Dimension. And it will be coming out sometime early next year. And I'm already drafting it, hard drafting everything, the characters and stuff like that, before I hand it all to the person who's straightening everything out. But the story is for me. It's exactly for me. And then I just get somebody to rewrite it for me. And then I check it out, I read it, I proofread it, then I let somebody else proofread it. And if I like it, it's up and everything. And since hopefully I have a publishing company, not a sub-publishing company, but a real publishing company behind me, and I think it's called Dawn Publishing. Now, I'm hoping they are a real publishing company. They don't ask me for no money or nothing, because I don't have no money. Don't ask me for no money. You know, and they will publish it. They'll review my bullshit column, and they'll publish it for me. You know, sometimes they give you a cash advance. You know, and I'm going to go on the website and see how this is. You know, see how about Dawn Publishing is. It's called Dawn Publishing, and they also helped me get in. Bookstores, and they helped me get on get me up millions of people to review my book on Amazon and ebook and eBay and all that. They're called Publishing on Demand. So I'm really excited about it, guys. I'm totally excited about this, and I'm just hoping that it will come really well for me, you know. And the first book, they're pretty good, really, really, really pretty good, and I'm just hoping this book do well. So I just want all my fans all around the world, and including in this country, to buy this book. Okay, it's going to be on bookstores and Amazon. It's called Mr. Boogie Shoes, two guys in the military who find a crashed spaceship, and they have to protect this person because he got information of a war that's coming in 10 years. Now remember, the story goes, Earth has just finished up a war, World War III. They just rebuilding, and then the Earth is just re-coming from the Third World War. And it's, I think it's like 2255, something like that. I gotta read the story again. And this be coming from the Dirt War. All countries is united now, and we got this big galactic thing going. The Space Force, and all countries is involved, and we got super ships can travel warp speed and stuff like that. And two guys named Captain Michael and Commander Williams was going home one night, and they saw the light in the sky, the crashed spaceship. And that's all I'm going to tell you. You got to read the book. Okay? Go read it. Go order it. It's on for pre-order right now on Amazon. That's right. On Kindles. Pre-order. Kindles. Mr. Boogie Shoes by Corey Whitlock. Mr. Boogie Shoes. Alright? Okay? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Science fiction fans? It's a short novel. Don't worry. I'm going to be writing those long novels too. The very long novels where you can go to sleep with, you know, or take a long trip on a plane and read. I'll be writing those novels too. But the short novels, and then the very long novels, and then the serious novels, they will come to you. Don't worry. Not all science fiction is horror, romance, action, adventure. Even maybe some children books. Who knows? But this is my thing. This is what I love to do: tell stories and stuff like that. It's in my nature. I just say it's in my nature, you know. And I know it's a lot of people out there that's like that, who want that dream, who's at the same age as me and been dreaming about that dream of writing. Also, like I said, mentioned before, Harbor Citizens, TV show pilot, I'm writing that. That's going to be sort of mix of the Baltimore Citizens, Baltimore City Workers, that's fire, police, trash. It's gonna be a mix of everybody gonna be in this series, and they're gonna have a story to tell every week, you know. And every week you're gonna see a different story about somebody to work for the city or schools or something. And I'm gonna get this together, guys. More and more I think about it, the more I want to do this. Horror Citizens, and I think it's going to be really good. And I also got a rewriter to help me rewrite this too, screenplay. TV play, you know, that's what they call it. And I'm just telling y'all this, just to look for the great things that coming from Corey Whitlock, you know, not only the podcast show, but great other stuff, you know. And that's why I love my children so much, because they got the same talent I got. Michael, he's going to, Michael is going to school for nursing. Donald, I don't know what he's going to school for. But Jessica is still in school, doing well. And as Ashley. Ashley go to our daycare play program and doing really well, you know. And I just hope that the devil don't come in and mess things up. I'm just hoping that the devil don't do that, you know. I just hope God just put a whole shield down on here and protect this family from the evil they had to face in the past, you know. And they doing good, and that's why I'm doing this show. That's why I'm doing this books. That's why I'm doing the TV pilot, and that's why I'm doing the regular job every morning to get up and go to work. And that's why I do it right now. Like I said, when the other episode, Jessica is away, she's at her brother's, you know, she's probably having a great time, you know. And I don't want to call her and get, you know, this one on her to just have fun. I'm fine, you know. I can go in my room and play my game. I can go get me another soda. I got a little bit of money on my car and everything. I gotta get some more reading glasses and stuff. But I'll be fine, you know. If she stays over her brother's house, then maybe she'll go over Nikki's next weekend, you know. Or Ashley come over here. And then Ashley will go over Michael and have fun with Michael and them, you know. And just have a good time, you know. Because that's what they do, you know. They come over here first, and then Ashley grab her stuff, and then Michael take them with her, you know. And I do not mind, you know. I just want my kids to be happy, okay? That's all I want from the day they was born. I just want them to be happy, you know. And if to love each other, be brothers and sisters, and have a great doggone time doing it, you know. And just have this family be really, really close. Not apart and arguing and bickering and who did this in the past, who did that in the past. No, don't want that, you know. That's the enemy coming in and trying to destroy things, you know. And I don't want that. I just asking for people to pray, you know, to keep the family strong and together and real close together, you know. And if that's saying none, but who knows? It's this. It's a really, really strange world when you're trying to do right. When you do right and stuff, and you're trying to just do your thing, you know. How many parents out there, I mean, who's just going through the same, almost same thing I'm going through? I mean, we all go through different type of things. I mean, might do your simulation, might be my same thing that I'm going through, but a different path, a different, what you call it? I mean, might be going through the same thing, but on a different format. One of the parents is acting crazy, doing the pass in your face, and doing this and stuff like that. And, I mean, can you put up with it? Can you deal with it? I mean, though you are in your 40s, late 40s and early 50s, and this one parent, man, is a father or mother, just won't let go of the past. And she just throw things out there, won't let you see your kids or your grandchildren, and just throw things out there, just won't. I mean, it's tough, guys. I mean, and girls, you never know. You can't choose your family, but you can choose your husband or your wife. But you don't know what they like until you move in and get deeper into your marriage. And then you wonder why you choose that. So I really say you really can't choose your husband or wife either, because you don't know them until you start living with them, you know. So, I mean, you can pick them, but once you start living with them, you wonder why you choose that. Here come the drama. You didn't see it when you was going out dating and all, and his or her family. But once you got in that, you saw the drama left and right in that family. And then you see him or her with a lot of drama, and you wonder why. And now you caught up in that drama. You know, I mean, is it just too much? You know, is this too much? But gotta be tough. You know, gotta be tough. Every time you fall on your face, you gotta get back up and get back into the race. You know, that's why I like the song from Frank Manassa, That's Life. Because you just got to pick yourself back up, and you just got to get back in the race, you know. And the song, they say that he just go through everything that he been through in the song. He said, I've been this, and I've been that, and every time I fall, I just get back up myself and get back in the race. That's life, you know. And I just fell in love. I was watching The Joker one night, and I just fell in love with that song, because it's just like me, you know. Every time somebody do me wrong or talk bad about me or do this, they just fall on my face, and I just get back up, shake it off, and just get back in the race, you know. And I know it's a lot of people out there around the world, my fans, my listeners, who been through it, probably much more than I've been through. I mean, I know I'm going through it, but it's people more on a higher level than I've been, I am, is going through a lot too. I mean, just imagine what they going through. I mean, I know talk about my problems on the show. But I just think about other people, what they be going through too. And I just said to myself, wow. I mean, really wow. That's really crazy. You know, it's really crazy how we can, some of us can just go through so much, and we still in that race, we still take the abuse, the bigger end, the stones and everything, people who don't see us equally, whether it's family or ex-wife, husband, still don't see us equally, and they still want to try to bring us down, you know. And you know, I just wish sometimes I just take my dark side and just go into that apartment and just shake all the evil out of that woman, you know, just shake it off, you know, because there's so much evil in Candy Lynn Clark, you know, that evil is in her, and it's affecting her children, you know. And I'm doing my best to not let it affect them. But it's so much that I can do. You know, I gotta move on, you know. I mean, I'm a talented writer. I'm doing my show. And before I even got Jessica and all that, I was doing really good, you know. I mean, a couple episodes I told you about my gas electric. He was about to cut it off, you know. But I paid it. Paid it. January, I paid that gas electric. Long time ago, it wouldn't have been paid. The early days of Corey, that gas electric would have been off. You know, I would have spent that money on a video game or something. But I paid it. And that's how I know that God is in my life now. Because I paid that bill. Now I'm going over on Nancy's house, having fun with her, having talking to them and all, showing them my podcast show, showing them how many audience then I get and all, sharing it with my friends, my family and all, telling them how to do the show, what the show is about and all, and showing them that I'm getting paid for it, I'm probably go over there tomorrow because I supposed to go went over there today, but going over there tomorrow, you know. But I'm living it, you know. And I know a long time ago I was just asking God, just asking, please help me get a relationship with my friend, my family, my children. Help me get a relationship with my cousins and them again. And he answered my prayer, you know. He answered my prayer, you know. Thanks for some of my listeners and all who prayed for me, you know. Because I know I got listeners because it says it on the computer right there. And my bars is really high. So I know I got listeners and people download the show and everything. And I also got listeners all on in mostly all the states. You know, some download too. I got over like 97 in New York, about I say 86 in Maryland. I used to have a lot in California, but I don't know what happened to California. But that's good. I'm gonna get Beverly Hills and all that back. I'm gonna get the whole state of California up there. You know, but I got a lot of downloads in every state. In countries, you know, and all y'all listeners and all y'all download this on iTunes, on Apple Play, Apple iPod, and Amazon Music, Amazon Pod, and iHeart, and Speaker, and the other one, all of y'all that download this, thank you. Thank you so much. I love y'all guys. I know. I love y'all. And once I get where I'm at, I'm going to start traveling. And I just hope that I'll meet some of my audience. You know, I'm sure if y'all went to speak, if y'all find me, find out what, my page and everything, y'all see what I look like. I got glasses on and all. But I'm going to change that too. I'm going to change my photo. Right now I got a little cartoon of myself up there. But I know I got listeners. I just know. Because it said it right here on the computer. No. And I just really thank y'all for y'all love and support, you know. And I know probably when I talk about Star Trek, you know, y'all really listen. And when I talk about a lot of other stuff. But one thing I want to talk about again is the Supreme Court judge. The first African American Supreme Court judge. I mean, I'm really proud of Joe Biden and the Vice President for doing that. And all the Democrats who are doing that, okay? No love, no thanks for the Republicans, and no thanks for y'all. I mean, it's probably some of them did vote, you know, I think. But no love for y'all. I mean, really. Y'all could have came to that ceremony for that woman. But every dog gets his day. Remember that, Republicans. Every dog gets his day. And your day is coming. Your day is numbered. You know, God sees everything and he sees all evil and stubborn and wrong. And he gonna make things right for this country. and this country is going to continue going in this planet. He's going to make things right. I think that little incident with Russia and Ukraine, he's going to make it right. He's going to stop this war. You know, he's going to interfere. He's going to stop it, you know. And just glad no countries had got involved with this thing yet. Oh, we've been blessed. Because some countries with NATO is right by Ukraine. And they with NATO. And I'm just glad that it hasn't been an incident yet. Thank goodness. I mean, and I don't know what to say about Putin. You know, I really don't. He's just playing out a monster. You know, really playing out a monster. And he just need to step down. I mean, he really need to step down. Okay, I don't know that they can hear me out there, but I know some country close to Russia that is listening to me, and probably got Russia channels and stuff like that, but. Y'all Russian people need to stop this. You need to stop it. You know. That's all I gotta say. You just need to stop this. And just I mean, I just saw an image of Donald Trump. Yeah, they showed him about something. I don't know. He had that little red hat on, that little retarded hat that they be wearing, him and his supporters, little red retarded hat. And, boy, I just hope. Let's get in there, okay? Do anybody think that Donald Trump is coming back? Do anybody think that? Do you really think that they're gonna let him back and be president again? After all the things that he did, and then they're gonna bring him back, both Joe Biden do lose, and he lose to Trump. And he have another 4 years in office. No, Donald Trump was trying to be a permanent president. He was trying to do that, but they wouldn't let him. No, he would mess everything up for the last 200 years. I mean, get to vote every 4 years and all. Every 4 years, he comes in and say that he want to be the president. President, a permanent president. Now, just imagine he would have got that, and what kind of shit would have went down in this country. I mean, I wouldn't nail down to him. I just wouldn't. This country would have turned upside down. I mean, we wouldn't even have to worry about Russia or North Korea and all. We'll be in a major war. Maybe Civil War too, you know. And believe me, the white people who support Donald Trump and all those South people, skinheads, and still wear the patch, the 13 patch on their shoulders and all, y'all hear me. Hear me out. You're not going to win this. You won't win. If it ever be a second civil war, you will lose again, because it's more people than it was at the first civil war. You know, and a lot of people is just not going to have it. You know, there's too many interracial racial people too mix in. I mean, bisexual, gay people who's mixed. Like I said, it's just too many, and you're not gonna win. And these people know people too, you know. I mean, homosexual people, they know people too, and they know how to do things too. I mean, we got them in the military and stuff like that, and they great people, they lovable people to me. I mean, I'm not gay enough and all, but they great people, they really sweetheart people and all. But you're not gonna win. Not, and Donald Trump is not gonna be a permanent president. We probably never gonna have that. Not gonna have it, because it won't be America if they do that, and have a Republican president, somebody like him, be a permanent president. Oh hell no. Mm-mm. No, we black people and Mexican people and all that, we will never have nothing if that happens. Never have nothing. I mean, it's some black people and Hispanic people that support him, but I think a lot of people got that line drawn. When it comes to Donald Trump now. They still support him, but the line is drawn again. And they got their boiling point. I mean, they'll love their country more before they'll go do something crazy. and then there's the crazy people who go everywhere. The Proud Boys. Who the hell is the Proud Boys? What the name that like that come from? The Proud Boys. What are you proud about? Being asshole skins? Huh? Butthole skins? I ain't gonna call you skinhead. I'm gonna call you butthole skins. Shithead skins. Two white skins. And everything else, you know? I mean, but no hate for you though. Don't have no hate for you. And I just have the right to my opinion and all. Because Donald Trump can come on there and say things. The other guy on the radio before he died, he'd get on the radio station and say things. So I'm going to say it too. You know? You know, I'm not going to say bad things and like that, stuff like that. No. But this the way I see things, you know? And right now, the country is still in a shakedown. I ain't gonna say the country is good now, but it's not. It's really not. It's nowhere that, believe me. But I don't know how many police shootings that we've seen too since Freddie Gray and the other guy was killed on TV by four white guys. And the incident with the white lady with the black man who thought that she pulled her gun, thought that she pulled face out, her stun gun out, act like she didn't know what the stun gun looked like, tell the difference from a stun gun and a real gun. And she lied to say that she thought she had a stun gun out. And she actually had a pistol out, a real gun, and shot to kill the boy, you know. Young man, had children and everything. And I don't think we hear any more about police shootings. I mean, we used to hear a whole bunch of them. They stop and then put their guns out and shoot. And we heard a lot about them, you know. I mean, since the Freddie Gray thing, and then Trayvon Martin, and yeah, I know everybody know about him. Trayvon Martin didn't even do nothing. All the boy did was destroy and about was some Twitters, and then came back home and he was that in that skin he had killed him. You know? And then a lot of other people was killed. One guy in New York was just selling cigarettes so he could make money for his children. Get his children something to eat. Out there standing in the cold up in New York, and the police officer choked them to death. Y'all remember that story? Yeah. Never forget. Forgive, but never forget, guys. I mean, don't go out there and go crazy on the police officer and stuff like that. No. Be nice to them. If they be nice to you, they approach you and talk to you correctly, and they'll just know your rights, though. Because it's a thing on Facebook, and they, I think it's called Adult Law. Adult Law. And I watch it, and they will tell you your rights and all. Yeah, look for that on Facebook, called some Adult Law Adult. And it will tell you all the things that you need to know in every state about your rights and all. I've been watching it. They trying to lock people up for standing on the corner filming it. And the guys, they were telling the police officers their rights and all. What their rights are and what the Fourth Amendment is, social and procedure and all that. You know? And you do, when you come to a public, you have the right to film in a public place. You know? You have that right. I mean, everybody should know the law and their rights. When you want to film something, you want to stand somewhere, and the police told you that you can't stand there and you want public property, not private property, public. And they tell you that you got to move, you got to stand for your rights. And I'm talking about everybody. I mean, don't cuss at the police officer. Respect them. Tell them they were telling you to move, but you give them your rights, you know. Tell them what your rights are and everything. You know? Yeah. I mean, that's, let them know. You know? And they're going to stand there and argue with you and stuff like that and give you this and that and a bunch of bullcrap, just like they did with people on the video and all on Facebook. But you know your rights, then stand up. Stand your ground and stand for your rights and stand in your rights, you know. But check it out on Facebook. It's right on that little icon with the TV and all. And they have videos, and you go look at the videos, and you go look at it. It's called Adult. And they will tell you everything about your rights and stuff like that. And they will raid the police officer, and they will raid the person that they stop and all. They even get the police officer F, and they will get the citizens at ARF or something like that. It's a really good thing on Facebook. It's one of the great things on Facebook. It's not too many things good on Facebook. but just try to find that. We know about Facebook, yeah. We know about the owner of Facebook, you know. We know about him. Scroll ahead. but he got money, you know. You know, you got money, you really can do anything, you know. Just the money. That's all it is, the money. That's the way it goes. And the same thing with Chris Tuck, Chris Rock, and Will Smith. It's the money, you know. It's the money. I mean, I still can't get over that, though. It's going to be in my head for a long time, too. People, I'm still talking about it. That's the, every now and then I mention it, don't I? Yeah, I know. Shut up. And but it was very interesting. And probably one of the best part of the war show that happened, though. No, very inspiring. I mean, I'm just amazed how Chris Rock just stood there like a man and just took it, you know, in front of the people and everything. I mean, I really applaud him for doing that, you know. I do not applaud Will Smith. I just do not, you know, because that was his night. And he just let a woman ruin that. I'm really going to find that video, because that man talk about Jada Smith. He put some words down, and he described my ex-wife too. When he was talking about Will Smith, he was talking about my ex-wife as well. And he described both of them, what they were. He got a name for each part of what they are. I'm going to find that video, and I'm going to let y'all listen. I mean, wow. He put it down. And, you know, I wish I could find my reading glasses. I just can't find my reading glasses. I had a lot of reading glasses, and now I can't find them. Half of them broke. The dog broke one of them. Couple of them, chewing them up, and then just stepping on them and breaking them and all that. My goodness, what's going on here? But more likely, like I tell y'all before, the show is going to Riverside. Going to hook up with Riverside. Going back to YouTube. And you're going to have a lot of fun. Going to have a lot of fun. Now, on that next episode, we're going to talk about more about Star Trek and the news and stuff like that and all. And it's going to get into more stuff, details and stuff like that. But I'm just going to keep the same material. Just do things different, and then get some new material as to go along, and get people opinion so I can get more new material. And then when I get Riverside, hopefully I can get my fans to give me some ideas and all. But like I said, I got a good audience. You know, I got good ratings. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. I mean, when I don't do the show, the bars go down. I'm looking at the bars right now, and sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down, sometimes this little mini, but I just love doing the show, you know, and it's really special to me, you know, and I'm just going to set the tune for y'all right now. It's probably not going to happen overnight, next month, or next week, or any time. Probably ain't going to happen in the third or fourth season. But this show is going to get more better. And I need my fans to help me do it. So come to Riverside. Be my guest. Be my co-host. And we're going to have a great time talking about everything from sports to movies, entertainment, everything, okay, including Star Trek fans and Star Wars fans. I definitely want y'all, definitely. All right, so gotta get ready for the next one, because I'm gonna do a couple of these before my daughter get back and all, if she comes back tonight. If she don't, I'm going to keep on doing them, and I'm going to just go to bed and get back up in the morning and do some more shows. And while she's out for the weekend, I'm just going to keep doing more shows. Now, I don't know if she's going to come back or not, or is she going to stay with Michael, or is she going to come back. Pretty much she'll probably come back and everything. But who knows? No. She still needs her birth certificate and Social Security card anyway, so who knows that. Now, they come and get dead, then I know something's up. But yeah, they probably just order another one, you know. After they get what they want, they just order another one. What the heck I'm doing with this thing, you know? Gonna use me to get what you want. And you know, I just been thinking, you know, because they all candy kids too, you know, they all candy clock kids, and I don't know the people. Just pray, all right? Thank you for joining me on this episode, and be nice and kind to each other. Love your family. Love your children. And just be peaceful. Love and all. Live long and prosper. May the force of Jesus be with you. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra, and we love you.
Henry, tell him. Let me know what's going on.